This afternoon, the Commission on Presidential Debates announced its unanimous recommendation to exclude Ross Perot from the upcoming televised presidential debates. The commission said neither Perot nor any of the other third-party candidates meet the commission's criteria for inclusion because none has, they said, a realistic chance to win the election. The decision was applauded by Republican nominee Bob Dole, while President Clinton's advisers say they still want Perot to be invited. Perot's supporters said they would fight the decision in court. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
According to Paul Kirk, who co-chairs the commission, the criteria it uses have not changed since 1992. Perot met those criteria then, he says, but doesn't meet them now. Kirk conceded that according to some polls, most voters would like to see Perot included in the debate. But at the same time, he says, three-quarters say they won't vote for him.
As we have consistently indicated publicly, participation is not extended to candidates because they might prove interesting or entertaining. The purpose of the commission is to bring before the American people, in an unvarnished debate format, those candidates from whom the American people actually will choose the next president and vice president of the United States.
For most of this year, Ross Perot's popularity has hovered in the single digits. In contrast, in 1992, Perot was at one point the frontrunner. Former Republican Party Chairman Frank Fahrenkopf, who co-chairs the commission with Paul Kirk, points out that even in 1992, Perot did not come close to capturing the White House. Even though 19% of Americans voted for him, he did not win a single state in the Electoral College.
We don't elect by popular vote. Most public opinion polls are measuring the popular vote. They're not electing or are not reflecting the Electoral College results. So we take all of that into consideration.
The commission also looked at Perot's ability to finance his campaign. In 1992, billionaire Perot said he would spend whatever it took and ended up spending nearly $70 million. This year, he accepted $29 million in federal funds, which legally bars him from throwing any of his own money into the campaign. According to Paul Kirk, this decision to limit his spending worked against him. Ross Perot's campaign coordinator, Russ Verney, had this response.
The advisory committee today made perhaps the most outlandish statement when it concluded that third-party candidates must be independently wealthy or the recipients of huge sums of special interest money in order to run for president.
While the Dole campaign has applauded the decision, the Clinton campaign says they reject it. Secretary of Commerce Mickey Cantor, who is handling Clinton's debate negotiations, says the campaign wants to discuss the matter further, suggesting that the issue of Perot's participation will now be wrapped up in the broader negotiations over the debates.
This is about informing the American people. Clearly, the American people wanted to see Mr. Perot in these debates, and that would help the discussion and make sure we have clear issues in front of the American people for November 5th. It's not a matter of helping and hurting. That's for the voters to decide.
For their part, the Perot campaign called their candidates' exclusion from the debates a travesty and announced today that they are filing a suit in federal court and will seek a restraining order to keep the debates from going forward. In Washington, this is Kathleen Schalk reporting.